We're all familiar with the famous Ma'isa Dor HaPlaga, where the people in Bavel, they wanted to go ahead and build a tower. Pasuk Dalva Yomru, Hava Nivna Lanu Ir, Umidav Rosha Bashamayim, to make a big tower of the city, and its pillars, towers up in the skies, the Nasagan Ushem, Hanophas Alpnei Kol Aretz. It's supposed to be spreading out over the whole world and not being, I guess, anonymous. Hashem came down, Eir Hashem, Lirol Seir, Samigdol, Hayom Hashem, Hein Am Echad, Besof Bachasel Chulam, Vizach Yirom La'asos. Gatola Yibotzer Mayhem, and now will not be too far from them. Kasha Yosmu La'asos, will not be withheld from them that which they want to do. Says Evan Ezra, what are these people all about? What's with them? What's going on with them? Were they, this time they want to, you know, climb to the skies, they want to get up there and climb to the top of the Twin Towers and reach out to Hashem. What's happening? Says Evan Ezra in the beginning, Ve'ela Bonei HaMigdol, and these builders of the tower, Lohayu Tipshim, they were not foolish people. They weren't, you know, just crazy people climb to the sky. They know the sky has no end. You can't get up there. There's nothing to get up there. What are you going to do? They weren't foolish people who would think that they go up to Shemayim. Gamlo pochadu mehamabul. They weren't afraid of a mabul. Let's, I guess, be very high up in case it's a future mabul. Have a place to escape to, the higher upper echelons of the universe. No, they weren't afraid of that. Kinoachu banav shenishba lehem Hashem. I think it's Shem Hayu, I think, because they were there. I think Noach Banav was still around, and they were there. And Hashem promised them there won't be any more marbles. The Kulam Sarim El Mashmausam Ki Ban Mneim Hayu. And they all believed in that. They listened to what their parents told them. Hashem told Noach and his children that there'll never be a marble. And these people were Bali and Muna, and what Hashem told them. And therefore, there was no concern on their part to go ahead and protect themselves from a marble. There's no marble. Hashem told us, so we have to build. That could not have been the reason why they wanted to build the Migdal of Rosh HaBashamayim. Now, cost of Gil Chefsim, but the Torah reveals their desires, their purpose, the self daitam, and their ultimate purpose, Livnos Ir Gidola, Yomoshavim. They wanted to build a big city, Livna Lanu Ir, build big city, Livnos Migdal, Gavoa, Rios Lahem Laos, Laos or Lashem or Lasehila, for three purposes. Right? To be a sign, and for their name, and for their Tehila, and for, you know, goodwill, good PR. Ladas Maka, what does that mean? I guess I think also each of the three now. What does the Os mean? I think it means Ladas Makam Ha'ir, Laholchim Chutza, Kiroa Hamikne. Right, they wanted to have, you know, people just like they have in the airports. They have these lights, and they have these tall pillars, tall towers, and the lights come out to guide the planes in. So, someone's out in the midbar someplace, he's getting to avoid being lost. So at least they'll see the towers. So I have to go that way. That's where my city is. So there should be a sign of where their city of Bavel and Shinar is. Should be a sign. That's Makom Ha'ir. Lahochem Chutzah Kiroa Hamitah. The people are shepherds. They used to go out of town. Find a deserted place, potentially you can get lost, but there's Migdal there, so it shows like a beacon, like a guiding light. That's what they wanted. Gam, also, Yamot Shemam Achareim, Kol Yimei HaMigdal. As long as that tower is around, there were people would remember them, right? Remember these guys, remember that famous, that unbelievable city with such a big, beautiful Migdal, it's a masterpiece of design and function and whatever, and it's way up there, it's beautiful, it's Gevaldik. That'll be a way of securing their place in the future, as long as they're around. Vzeosh Amra Kosov, Vnasaras will be well known. No big deal. Then he goes a little weiter. He says, Ve'elu Habonim, and these builders, right? I think I put brackets over there. Ve'elu Habonim, right? These builders, Ro Batsasam, Shoyipardu. Right, their purpose was, right, part of their purpose was, we should all be together. We want to build a big city. People should see what we are. We want to be a big city that people should go ahead and remember us. And we want to build a big city that people should, we should all be together. So yipardu, right? Like the pasuk says, the pasuk means penachus alpnei kol aretz. Right? That was the third thing. They shouldn't get spread out. You know, this is like a central focus. They're all revolve around. Otherwise, they'll be spread out. Who knows how many miles? Now they're right around the Migdol, so they'll all live together. Something they'll all be together. There'll be unity, achdus, like they say nowadays. So yipardu, v'Hashem l'yoaz came. But this was not Hashem's etza. Emoyadu, but they didn't realize whatever. Right? This is not Hashem's desire, Hashem's etza. It was not Hashem's advice. Then the Eben Ezra says, so what happened? What was Hashem all upset about? Next pasuk, Yom Hashem henat mechad, it goes through all things, I have to go down. Says that when Ezra is at Tam, im Ezvein, if I let them do what they want to do, if I let them succeed at their desire, at their goal, they'll think they can do whatever they want. They feel very empowered. Right? I can do, we built a big, gigantic, tower, unbelievable, a feat of construction, and it gives a good name, and they'll feel like, I'm in control, I can do things. And that's no good. That's what talks about Batoli Boshmehem Kosh Yos Mulasos. So what was the problem on both sides? It seems, Shiva said, I think, that they did nothing wrong. There was nothing personally, that their goal was very admirable. There was no tfiyah. You don't find the Eben Ezra any tfiyah against what they wanted to do. There's nothing wrong with building a big city, and people should remember them, and it should be a guiding post, and they should all be together. All very admirable qualities. Right? But there was one problem. What was the problem about? The problem was, as he said before, Hashem lo yoatz. Hashem did not advise us. This was not Hashem's etzah. It's not what Hashem said do. It was not one of Hashem's goals. And if it's not one of Hashem's goals, so the Eben Ezra ends off by saying, but the pasuk says, "Atoli yibatzer mehem." A person will go off and he'll come to think about it as, I'm all powerful. If a person is doing things, not because this is Ratzon Hashem, not because it's a mitzvah, not because the Torah and his Rebbeim or his Gedolim or his parents guide him that this is how you should live your life. But he has an idea. He has a very original thinker, a very original idea, and I want to help society. Right? I want to benefit mankind. I want to be a secular humanist. Right? I want to help Kai Yisrael. I want to help the world. I want people that they shouldn't get lost, and the whole community should get together. It should be achdus. They should be together, and it should be one place, and it should be strong, and they should remember us. All beautiful, nice things. But if it's not motivated, if it's not fueled by Ratzon Hashem, by Hashem's Eitzah, this is what Hashem wants. So his ego, his self, self ego takes over, and he starts getting a distorted sense of truth, distorted sense of powers, distorted sense of inflated ego. Look what I did! Look what I can do! I did this! I went and I built a beautiful Migdal. I went and I built something which helps humanity. That's a problem. That's a problem. Because then a guy, then Eben Ezra says, then there's no end. He'll do whatever he wants. He feels all powerful now. He has control. He can control people, control humanity, control the community, whatever. He doesn't care anymore. But I didn't know anything wrong. I'm just trying to help the people. I want to build a nice hospital because I want to help the sick people. But it seems that both sides, and this is what Rashid used to constantly stress all the time, that the fate of secular humanists, some of the guy is doing this because he wants to do, he has his own ideas, he wants to do his own thing, and he has good motivations, he wants to help the world, he wants to help the developed, he wants to help all humanity. But if it's not fueled, if it's not, based in doing, because that's what Ratzon Hashem is, so there's a very big danger. He'll go off. He'll go off the deep end. He'll go off and he'll be someone who does his thing, and he tends to give himself assign to himself tremendous kochos. And that we know that's not true, right? That we don't believe in, right? We believe in everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you need that connection. That hookup is always necessary. The connection to the fact that I'm doing this because of Hashem. Without that, if he doesn't, at least in the back of his mind somewhere, he knows that this is what the Hashem wants, the mitzvah is the right thing to do, but not because it's my idea, not because it's my new idea, it's not because of Hashem lo yot, it's only my thing. No, it has to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goes ahead and wants it to happen, It commands us to do it. This is the right thing based on Hashem. But the right thing because I had a good idea. I had my original idea and it was my purpose, my goal is to solve the problems of the world. Then it becomes, I'm the savior. You find the biggest, a lot of these powerful, kings and monarchs. They might have started off as people who they were cared about their community. But it came down to it, it's there. They become the biggest despots. They become the biggest villains, the biggest tyrants, because once a guy becomes very powerful, he can go ahead and do whatever he wants, so everything goes. Everything is his, everything is telling him, and that goes off the deep end.